Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Rachel Mary joins me from Georgia. I had the chance to hear her powerful testimony recently, and I'm so grateful to continue the conversation. Her parents were encouraged to abort her because of a concerning ultrasound, but mom and dad said no because they recognized Rachel had value. Rachel, continue the conversation. So mom and dad, after three OBGYNs said no, you must abort. Then what happened?
Yes, then my parents went home. They were heartbroken. They were heartbroken not only of these children's lives that had been preemptively taken because doctors said to abort, but they were also heartbroken that these doctors devalued my life. It not only mine, but the lives of countless other children. As the one doctor who was having the, quote, calm conversation with my parents said, well, you know, like giving all these reasons why they need to abort. And my parents so beautifully just said, we are fighting for our child and we love our child. And they said, you know, what can you do to help us? You know, we love our child. And the doctor said, well, in all of our years of practice, every single parent has aborted. So all we can tell you is to go home and wait for your child to die and you'll deliver a stillborn child. And so as my parents went home, they were heartbroken, but the Lord still gave them such a beautiful determination that had never been lost to fight for me. And they called my Grammy and asked her to pray. And my Grammy asked, is there a heartbeat? They said, yes. And she said, then there's hope. They knew there was hope, but God used that in such a beautiful way in their story.
I love that. Grammy said, is there a heartbeat? Yeah. And there was a heartbeat, and mom and dad fought for you. And you were born how many weeks gestation?
Yes, so I was born at 26 weeks at 1 pound, 2 ounces. And so I was even smaller than a 26-weeker.
I love that. And I'm going to encourage everyone to join us tomorrow that you will share about once you were born, how long you were in the ICU, and what's even more amazing, what you're doing with your life now to advocate for life. God bless you.
Well, thank you.